There are a lot of luxury handbag companies out there, and the handbags are beautiful. Some of them aren't leather. Some of them we're paying just for the brand name, right? And luxury is a funny, tricky word because anybody can place luxury on top of their name brand. I focus on quality. I focus on craftsmanship. I focus on style, refinement.
Welcome to Black Businesses Matter, a podcast about why Black businesses matter and the benefits of collaborating and advocating for Black businesses to drive impact. Each episode, we will cover legacy, hope, Black joy, funding sources, cultural shifts, equity, and so much more. We will provide inspiration and action while spreading some joy to a thriving community of Black business owners and leading thought leaders. Black Business Matters podcast is produced by the L3 Agency, a culturally sensitive influencer marketing and communications firm in Chicago, where relationships are our currency, passion is our profit maker, and people are our bottom line. I'm Larvetta Lofton, your host and founder of the L3 Agency.
Welcome to another episode of Black Businesses Matter. Okay, guys, we are on the campus of my alma mater, and I have another business owner and alumni member who is with me, and we are here for homecoming activities, and I'm just going to say this, the vibe is hot. You guys cannot see us, but we're going to talk a little bit about what homecoming means to us as we kick off this next season of episodes for Black Businesses Matter. So, Donna, before I introduce them to who you are, because first of all, we all were students before we were business owners. So tell me about your relationship to Clark Atlanta University, which is why you're down here for homecoming.
Right. First of all, thank you so much for having me. This whole vibe that's going on right here feels so good.
It does. It really does. And let me say this. And she looks gorgeous. She has on her alumni gear, because that's what we have to come for, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But yes, so I graduated from Clark Atlanta MBA program in 1999. We celebrated 20 years a couple of years ago, right before COVID, and it was like 20 years. What?
I know. And you don't look nothing like 20 years later. I'm just going to say.
So, but yeah, it was fantastic. And it was just a reminder of how precious this institution is, how amazing the relationships are, and how fantastic it feels to come back every year or when you can to be reunited with everyone. I have learned so much from this institution and the relationships at this institution. There is nothing that compares. And so I love coming back and feeling this vibe of being on campus and meeting new people, seeing old folks, and it's just fantastic.
It is. It really is. Before we dig into your Black business that was started here in Atlanta, so for everyone, she got her MBA from a Black institution. Like, oftentimes we don't hear that side of the story, and that there are amazing Black MBA programs by Black universities, and Clark Atlanta is one. I'm an HBCU proud alumni, and I tell that, I mean, I love all of them, but my first love will be Clark Atlanta University. And so just to talk, because one of the things that I love most about the MBA program is that it was small. And so you really did. So did you learn under Dr. Kimbrough?
Yes, Dr. Kimbrough was here. And actually, he was still around, but I didn't have any classes, I don't think.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. It's been 22 years at this point, but no, yeah. But I think to your point, we had one of the, and I'm partial, we had one of the best MBA programs. We had every single top corporation come to recruit from the MBA to the MBA program. I'm saying all the IBMs of the world, Anderson Consulting, General Mills, American Express, you name any top brand, they came to recruit from the Clark Atlanta University MBA program.
And it's interesting, I didn't learn about it until I think I left and I had heard like the MBA program at Clark Atlanta was one of the top. I know that FAM was one, and I remember Clark Atlanta kind of fell somewhere in there. And so I just thought that it was important to be able to highlight that because we see MBA programs as you as a corporate executive, but now business owner. So I definitely want to dig in, and I'm just looking at all this red and I'm just loving it because we also are sorority sisters. So for that, we are feeling it. I just heard our other sorority sisters. We just gonna say the other ones. I just need us to come up with a little bit because I know my sororities are here on campus. But I want to dig in, Donna, on who you are as a chief visionary officer and head designer at P. Sherrod & Company, which is Atlanta-based leather lifestyle brand founded in 2009 while traveling on vacation in South America with a friend. So I just got to pause right there because in 2009, you went to South... So where did you go in South America?
Bogota, Colombia.
Oh, nice. And so it just sparked. It sparked to say, hey, I want to start this designer purse brand.
Yeah, no, not really. I think you already have to have some sort of entrepreneurial inkling within you, you know? So I have to say that prior to P. Sherrod, me starting P. Sherrod, I already had started two other small businesses.
Nice. I love when people say that because I feel like at the end of the day, when it's time for us, when the dash is complete, we probably have about three to seven businesses under our belt.
I love it.
So this is now the fourth.
P. Sherrod is the third. So I had two others. I had a ticket company called The Ticket Lounge.
Oh, nice.
And then I also had a romance concierge business called Sweat. Both did really well, but I wasn't in the frame of mind where I knew how to grow and scale a business at the time. So when I went to South America, it was strictly for vacation. And I came across a family-owned leather tanning company in the travels. You travel in these small markets and just really established a great rapport with that family. Went back and we just talked through it. And, you know, I said, you know what? I really want to do something with them. At the time, it wasn't handbags, but it was something that I knew in my mind. I said, I want to do something with this beautiful leather. Because in South America, they have this like really pops of color, really saturated colors. And so I love fashion. I love this family, this leather, and handbags it was. Shortly after that, P. Sherrod was born.
Wow. So you got to tell me the story behind P. Sherrod, because I have been dying to ask you that. So tell me the name and where it comes to P. Sherrod brand. Where does it come from?
The name is actually a combination. It's a family name. It's a friends compilation of family and friends names. So it's so funny because everyone is like, why don't you name it Donna King? Or a lot of people call me DK or DKNJ because I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
And every time I heard that, all I thought of was Donna Karen or because DK, Donna Karen. I'm like, okay, this is a little too close. But the combination of names, P. Sherrod, really felt refined and classy and sophisticated. And so P. Sherrod & Company was what I came up with.
Nice. And I say, for me, it feels very luxury, very sophisticated. So when I heard it, I'm like, oh, that sounds like it's something I need to be a part of and rock. So I will say this. I love the thought behind it. So your experience as a sales and marketing professional prior to launching this brand, tell me how that experience, because oftentimes what I hear is people have worked in corporate and then they want to launch a business, right? I still believe that that's important. Would you agree that it's still important to work for somebody a little bit, get your feet wet, and then launch your brand? So where did you decide that this was it and you're going to decide to say, look, I'm about to do this full time?
Well, let me just be completely honest.
Please, Black Businesses Matter. We want people to be honest about it.
And you know what? The honesty helps somebody else because I didn't decide it was time for me to leave and start my business. I was working for IBM and they decided it was time for me to leave.
We talk about sometimes you have let go, which launches that dream. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
IBM let me go. Okay. They laid me off and I had already had the business started.
Okay.
So I said, you know what? Now that I'm laid off, I'm going to see what I can do because the business was doing okay. But for me, it was more of a hobby. I really wasn't putting enough effort and energy into the business to grow. Although I had a lot of people asking for the product. I had a couple of boutiques asking for the product. I still felt comfortable in the space I was in getting my direct deposit every 2 weeks from IBM. I just wasn't ready to let it go. Well, IBM laid me off And I said, okay, let me go ahead and make this happen for myself. However, fear is something else.
I know, it is. It is. Fear no, is it's serious. Else. No, you're absolutely right, because fear will rob us of the power that we have. I don't want to go, because I am founded, I say, founded in my faith and understanding that when we say that we don't come against the spirit of fear, but of power and a sound mind, because we realize that as soon as we leave with power, fear is gone.
Fear is gone. And maybe about 3 months after IBM let me go and I decided I was starting to focus on my business, they called me back.
Wow.
And that fear kicked in and I said, you know what? I'm going to need that direct deposit. And I went back.
I know that's good for you. Because you like, I mean, you like the every 2 weeks, right?
I like the
every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks is not a bad thing. Instead of maybe
right,
I can pay
right,
my bills.
Right.
Okay. So how long did you do that?
About another year and a half.
Okay.
And then I was ready to go.
Okay, good for you.
So I was ready
to go. Thank you for being honest about that.
Yeah, you know? No, that fear will prevent you from moving forward. And I was afraid. I was like, that I'm very comfortable. This paycheck is great. And I didn't want to have to worry about all the other things, paying my mortgage, paying my car note, eating.
Correct. And still maintaining the lifestyle that you want to maintain. And that's important, right? No, not that it's about for whatever flossing or whatever you want to do, but it's just maintaining that lifestyle.
Yeah, especially after you get used to it.
Correct. You traveled to South America and got this whole vision. So right. We all know. You knew that there was a lifestyle that you wanted to be able to manage. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And so when we talk about P. Sherrod and Company, let's talk about it. I mean, because I need for people to understand that we have the owner of P. Sherrod, the designer of P. Sherrod and Company, which is all handbags, every color. We're going to give you an opportunity so you can go and learn about it and order it. Because I don't know, every girl has about how many bags? Do you know? Like, how many bags do we really have on the average? I'm curious.
On the average, that's a good question. I don't know the statistics, but, you know, the handbag industry is one of the top industries, handbags, shoes, and beauty products.
And it's not a lot. So from the standpoint of handbags, right, do you consider yourself like luxury, mid-luxury? Like when we say comparable for those that are listening in the general audiences, where do you kind of fall in
so
there?
So I categorize myself as moderately priced.
Nice.
Because
I like that. Not cheap, not expensive, but moderately
right,
priced. I like that.
Because the thing is, there are a lot of luxury handbags companies out there. And the handbags are beautiful. Some of them aren't leather. Some of them we're paying just for the brand name, right? And luxury is a funny, tricky word because anybody can place luxury on top of their name brand. I focus on quality. I focus on craftsmanship. I focus on style, refinement. And so if you want to put luxury on it, fine. Because it is a leather, it is moderately priced. You're paying over $100. That's relative.
Yeah, so that is
that
relative.
That could be luxury to somebody.
I agree.
It might not be luxury to somebody
agree.
Else. But it feels luxurious, put
I know,
it that
that's
way.
Right. It does. And when I tell you all, when she got on campus and she had her red alumni sweatshirt with her red bag, I was like, yeah, because I want to walk into my sorority meeting with my red bag in Chicago and let everybody know that we have a soror in Atlanta that has a moderately priced bag, because I think that is, I like that. I really do, because I don't like the word cheap. I just think that there are things that I enjoy. Like, I'm a frugal girl, but there's some things I want quality, right? And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so, and reasonably priced is what we look for, right? Why would we want to pay more? If we can get a quality leather bag at a reasonable price, yeah. That's beautiful. It does the functionality that we want to. It stands out. It's quality made. Why not?
When I think of your bag, what would you say is the persona of your bags?
My girl, or my woman, she is sophisticated. She's classy. She's down to earth, though. I mean, she likes to look good. She likes to feel good. She's about community. She is about her alumni association. She is one of the people that you look at walking down the street or walking into the office or walking into sorority meeting, and you admire her for how she looks, but you also admire her for who she is and what she does and who she is to the community.
Nice.
I think when you look at that type of branding for a person, it kind of gives you an idea of the type of brands that she likes and buys and purchases from. So when I think about her, that's who she is. She's very stylish. And so that's where the Pecherade essence comes into play.
I love it. And so for those that are listening, I just want you guys to know that she's been in Forbes, Upscale, Rolling Out, and several Atlanta magazines. She is not new to this game, that she's gotten a lot of coverage. And we're just excited to have you on debuting on campus for the first time. This is our first time out of my home office. On campus, live, with all this going on in the background, because we've got Buy Black with Instagram and Facebook, so the vibe is thick, and it feels like home. It feels like we're right at home from that standpoint. You talked a bit about scaling the business, right? I want to know this because we talk about this quite frequently, and I want to ask this. What are some of the three business tips that you would share that you believe is helpful for people as they scale that business, right? You're still working for a company, but you have the side business. And how do you scale from that standpoint? How do you make that decision to say, this is no longer my side gig, this is my full-time gig? What would you offer? What were some tips that you would offer?
I think it's different for different people. Like I said, I wasn't ready for the first time it came to me. Uh-huh. And I think it depends on the individual, but sometimes you have to be ready. You know, you should have some money, a stash of money, because you still have to pay your bills at the end of the day. But I think if I think about what makes it successful for me or what are the things that are important in terms of tips, one of the things that I know for sure is that Pecherade would not be in existence had it not been for community and relationships. Because I talked about relationships earlier and the relationships that I have with some of my alumni, MBA alumni. The support that you get from relationships, people knowing things, people helping you, people giving you advice, it's invaluable. You need those relationships. And so whenever you feel like you can do this on your own, I think you're fooling yourself because you need solid relationships with other people to help carry you through. And I say community because look at this. If this isn't community,
yeah,
I
agree.
I don't know what it is. And Clark Atlanta University has been such a huge support for my business. I mean, I get my interns from here.
I know, girl. It's real.
I get interns from here. I get collaborate with other businesses that are Clark alumni. So I start with making sure that you have sound relationships in your repertoire. I think one of the other things that I would give as a tip is to not try to do everything on your own. There has to be balance in your life. I know initially my motto was no sleep till Brooklyn. That meaning I was going to do whatever I needed to do to make sure that my business operated. I wasn't going to sleep. I wasn't going to eat. I was just going to go hard, hard, hard. But I think balance is important because your body can only do but so much. And you cannot be a successful CEO and business person without, at a minimum, balancing your life so that you have a great business work ethic, but you also balance it so that you can get sleep and rest and care for yourself. You can't be a successful business person without that.
I'm so glad you bring that to me because I feel like that was me. I just grind. It was just like grind, no sleep. To your point, I wasn't scaling. I wasn't profiting. And so because sleep allows for your body to renew itself and prepare for the next day. So I think that is...
And that's what's going on now. Even from a social aspect, a lot of what you see and hear, people like grind, hustle hard, hustle harder. And that's great. You have to have some sort of that mentality to be successful. However, you have to know how to balance that.
I agree. And it's a journey. You don't get it. It's not something you wake up and be like, okay, I got balance. But it is a journey. I want to take this opportunity, tell people how they can find you, how they can get their next bag from you. You know, you all, the holidays is coming up, but I just believe when it comes to women, we don't need a holiday. We don't need a holiday to rock a purse. So if you could share your handles, your website for people to check out.
Yes, absolutely. Bags. My website is pecherade.com. So that's P-S-H-E-R-R-O-D, pecherade.com. And all social media platforms is at Pecherade Bags.
At Pecherade Bags. Now, let's be serious. The owner is Donna King. So there's no, she made it very clear, okay? That is her name. The brand name is Pecherade, which I love. And I thank you for being able to do that distinction. So I'm going to ask you this. Why do Black businesses matter?
Black businesses matter because Black people matter. And we have got to learn to support one another, to be there for one another, to encourage one another. And the only way to do that is to believe in the brands that sit within our community. We need to recycle the funds. We need to recycle the money. We need to believe and trust in ourselves. Now, let me just say, Black businesses matter, but Black businesses have to do what needs to be done to make sure that they're giving quality service to their customers. So it's a combination of them both. That's my belief that Black businesses matter.
We ask every guest this because I just don't believe that there is enough joy in the world. What brings you joy?
Oh, man. What brings me joy is family, community. I always talk about community because I make it a point to give back. A part of Peace Charade is Peace Charade on Purpose. We have that umbrella. And Peace Charade on Purpose, we do a lot of things in the community. So family, community, this type of environment, these are the type of things that definitely bring me
joy. Oh, my gosh.
Joy.
And I think that community is such a joyful thing. I think we get it. And I think it's so many levels. Do you think it's levels to community and how we serve?
Oh, absolutely level to community and how we serve.
Because like you said, this is community,
this
right?
This is community, for sure. Peace Charade on Purpose, we do a few things in the community. We have a Win Girls Dream program.
Okay.
We also do a Clutch Woman of the Year award that we do every year. We do something with Susie G. Coleman called the Pink Purse Project.
Okay.
So those are elements of community. But just being out here, speaking with fellow alum, that's community too. So there are definitely different levels of community.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Donna, I'm so excited that you were able to come and allow us to do this thing on our alma mater because it is ours together and we get to be able to share stories. The one thing I just want our listeners to know, I work for Talk Back Live. We were talking relationships and I work for a show. I interned at CNN. It was a show called Talk Back Live. And Donna remembers the show and she was like, oh yes, I remember Talk Back Live. So literally, because when stuff goes away, people kind of just be like, does she know what she's talking about? So it's so nice to know that my fellow soror and alum knows the story of Talk Back Live.
Oh, yeah. CNN Talk Back Live was a thing.
Was a thing. And as I said, I just feel like if it was going on today, baby, it would be hot, hot. So I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you were able to come down here because she came down here to allow us to interview her as part of our whole series of being on the campus of Clark Atlanta University. So thank you guys for listening. And don't forget to follow Peace Charade Bags on Instagram. Love you all. Keep tuning in.
Hi, my name is Donna King. I'm from Peace Charade and Company. Thank you for tuning in to Black Businesses Matter.
Thank you for joining us this week on Black Businesses Matter podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen so you will never miss a show. You can also follow us on social media at the L3 Agency and at Larvetta Speaks. If you love the show, leave a rating so that we can continue to bring you impactful episodes. You can also take the pledge and order our merch at our website at the L3Agency.com. L3Agency.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week.